It's the first time I've been in Toronto, where my father lives, for Father's Day since 2008. And I came back this year because he's celebrating an important birthday next week. He'll be 80. And so for Father's Day, I gave him a shirt, a sweater, and 7 pairs of socks from Marks and Spencer's. And then we had a lovely dinner prepared by my mother and a strawberry shortcake for dessert. And then after we ate, my father recruited my sister and I to help him cut and saw branches off a tree in the back garden. He has very poor eyesight. He's been blind in one eye since a football injury when he was in high school, and then the other eye, he's got glaucoma. So he was needing some help because he kept walking into these branches hanging down on the tree that's over their deck. So I helped him saw those off this evening. And it seemed overall like quite a good Father's Day activity. Afterwards, we came inside and we discussed his trip to China in 1973. And he went there as a journalist. And he had found all his stories he'd written, and he even still has the air ticket and all kinds of bits and pieces of paperwork and so on to do with his trip there, which of course was significant because the country had only opened up to the West during the Cultural Revolution the year before.